This life was all I ever wanted.
I'm not leaving. Not yet.
I was hoping you'd say that.
We gotta hit the streets, make some money.
People like us must destroy people like him. Buckle up.
Get Showtime free at Showtime.com.
My brother Jack.
Oh my God. We back.
Let's go. All the smoke.
Just getting started, baby. Just getting started.
Welcome back to another quarantine edition of All the Smoke with my brother Stack Jackson.
My brother.
Welcome back, Jesse. It's good to see you.
You too, my boy.
I got a question, bro.
Talk to me.
How come you used to rock that cop mustache all the time, that CHP mustache? That was like your go-to. What was going through your head when you just used to have just a straight CHP mustache?
It's a good story behind that. Well, see, I had gray hairs right here growing at an early age, dog. And right all of here, my goatee area, so I didn't want to wear a goatee, so I just kept the porno mustache. It was nice and neat, and yeah,
people liked it.
Y'all killed me for it.
I liked making fun of it. I ain't really never been able to really grow no real facial hair that makes sense either, but nigga, you had your shit shaved up and it went to the corner like a real cop. Like I was worried a couple times with you.
You called it DeRon Jeremy.
your shit was thinner than his though. Hey, man, thanks. We got a special guest, man, someone that you've known for a long time. I want to give you the honors, man. Introduce your man.
All right, man. Say, man, I got to introduce my brother, one of the realest cats to ever touch a football. I call him Baby Deion Sanders. Been a friend of mine for a long time, man. The honorable. Everybody going to love this episode. Everybody been asking to have him on. My brother, Adam Pac-Man Jones.
Pac-Man, welcome.
Yes. I appreciate y'all for having me, man. What's up? What's going on?
What's up with you, my boy?
Man, I can't call it, man. Bless. Quarantine day.
All doing that right now.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, man, thanks for coming on. But what you got going on right now, man? I know, like, everybody quarantining right now. How's the family? How everything? You know, I know you've been retired. I know you're doing the golf life. Tell me what you got going on right now.
Hey, congrats on retirement, by the way. Congrats on retirement, my man.
I appreciate it.
Hell of a run, man. 15 years?
Yeah, 15 years. They gave me credit for 13, but 15 really, but...
A solid 15.
Yeah, a solid 15. Through the ups and downs, too.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm just enjoying these kids, man. I know my daughter's done been out of school, so we had a comic book that we had put together called Action Pack. And so the kids didn't have no work at first, so we passed this out in the community, over 300 books. So the kids can have something to do.
You guys created the book?
Yeah, from scratch, man. We worked with a couple artists, as you can see. But me and my wife, we did this totally. She came up with the whole storyline. I drew most of the characters in here, and it's a good book, man. It's talking about anti-bullying, treating people how you want to be treated, and at the end of the day, man, play to win the game.
I love that because I think you're looked at in the similar eyes that myself and Jack were looked at as someone who is misconstrued, and they have a perception of who they think you are because they see the bullshit clippings only when bad shit happens, and then they don't get a chance to know the real person. And I think, like I said, Jack and I have gone through, and I'm sure you're in the similar shoes with that. But seeing stuff you're doing with the kids and stuff like that. I love showing that side because, like you said, not enough time. It's only the bullshit that gets recognized. They never get to peel back the layers and see what we really got going on.
You know, that's how they want to do, though, man. You know, they're not going to show, like, the 350 bikes that we have given out the last 13 years here in Cincinnati, in the inner city. You know, we've done so much. We've gave 3 scholarships. I had some loyal fans here that stuck with me through thick and thin. You know, when shit was hitting the fan and everybody was saying, oh, this was going to happen, that was going to happen, you know. Me personally, I thank Mr. Brown. We didn't end it the way that we wanted to end, but he was very loyal to me, man, and stuck by me 150%. And that had a lot to do with Coach Marv, too. So, like, I'm home in Cincinnati for me. I know I'm from Atlanta. I love Atlanta. I go to Atlanta often, still have a home in Atlanta, but Cincinnati is home to me, man. I love the community. I love what I'm building here. I'm working on different adventures in the city. I have a restaurant, working on some property, doing this and doing that. And I have a lot of guys around me that's helping me, that's trying to build what I'm trying to do. So you don't get that in certain cities. Like, I know Atlanta, I love Atlanta, but I can't go and build the relationship that I've built here over the last 10 years.
I know it. He like Tupac out here. I know. Yeah. He can't move out here.
And, you know, it gets to a point in time where these kids is what you're living for, man. I know, like, I love waking up every morning hearing my son screaming from upstairs, Adam Jones! that's what I get a thrill out of right now, you know, man?
Tell me what that's like, because that was, I played, 15 years and had a contract for 2 more years, but I happened to luck up and win a championship with Golden State, and I retired early because I wanted to do just that. I wanted to spend more time with my kids. I felt like I was missing a lot of important times in their lives because I was in one city, there in another. So talk to me about what retirement's like, because that's the best part, is being able to get up every day and be with your kids.
See, I come from the broken background, so I've always wanted to have a structured, household, you know what I mean? As far as a wife, kids, growing up, being in your kids' life, you know what I mean? Because I ain't have that. You realize, you're like, dang, man, I'm missing so much time. And thank God I had 2 girls first, you know what I mean? So I kind of got spoiled and had my son last. So I get to see, the first time he get to go to the potty, the first time. He waking up screaming, Adam Jones, So we ride four-wheelers together every day. So it's an adventure just to be and watch and see the growth and see, like, dang, man, I wonder, was I that bad
at
2 years old? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, the other day he set up a ball in the living room, the little T-ball thing, and it was it wasn't a T-ball, but it was a dodgeball. Smack, boom! Bust one of the little glass. But, at 2 years old, you wouldn't even think that. You know what I mean? But, like, it's amazing, man. And that's probably the best feeling in the world, besides running out of the tunnel, And eager to see, like, damn, I want to see how good he can be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's moments, I should say.
Yeah.
That's moments you can't get back, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's priceless moments. That's what you're doing it for, man. Like you said, we come from broken homes. Me and you both come from broken homes. I didn't have my father, and obviously, I don't have all my kids in the house, but just being there, having those experiences with them, knowing that you didn't have them with your father, that means a lot to me. So I understand totally where you're coming from, but besides your kids, I don't know if any kids play sports, but you do camps, you do all kind of stuff involving kids. Talk about that.
Oh, yeah. So I do most of the Under Armour camps, because I was signed with Under Armour, and Dion is my father, like a father figure to me, or a role
model. We just had him on.
Whatever you want to say, like I bleed, and sleep, whatever that man says right there. But he's a great person to me. He's always been there for me, he was most of the success that I've had in my later career comes from what he's done for me and the jobs I've got, the phone calls and relationship, because it was a time, like nobody wanted to take a chance on me.
They turned their back on you.
Dion, I went with D, I stayed with D for like 2 months. He called Mike Zimmer. I came here and worked out with the Bengals. Well, actually he called him the first time and called me. He's like, yo, they want you to come right now if you want to work out. I was like, man, bro, I've been out for a whole year. I ain't in no shape to work out. And he was like, yo, you gonna tell him you ain't gonna work out? So I was like, yeah, I'll go. So I came up to Cincinnati, bro. It was 22 degrees, bro. I just had 7 inches of snow. They shoved half of the field off. And it's like, come on, let's go. It was me, the Jones kid, the wide receiver who came from the Jaguars. Man, it was so cold. I ain't even finished the workout. So I end up, I left. So Zim and Hugh Brumman, Zim and Mar Brumman, he said, hey, look, you got 3 weeks, man. We're going to bring you back in 3 weeks. You better be ready in 3 weeks. So I went and worked out for 3 weeks. And that started my story here back in 2009. But if I wouldn't have had the relationship with Dion, if I wasn't taking the time to set up different things and treat people right, you never know who you're going to need, you know what I mean?
Right.
And,
yeah.
And that's what I try to teach my kids. Like, you never know. Like, it can be, you would never know. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, I was doing the wrestling, right? So the lady who owned TNA was Dixie. So Dixie was best friends with Jerry Jones. That's how I got to Dallas. She asked me one day, I cannot make this up. She said, if you could choose one team, who you want to play for? I said, the Cowboys. Swear to God, God, strike me down right now.
That's crazy.
The next day, I had Jerry on the phone. He was like, so you really want to come here? I was like, yeah. Man, I was in Dallas like 2 months before anybody knew that I was even going to Dallas. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. All the way out in Prosper, Texas, man. Like, so, like, my life has been, like, because, you know, I had my ups and downs, like, and I ain't shying away from it. I like fighting. I've had this and that go on, but, like, the people that I've treated and the people that I've met, I would say that I've built relationship to just because of how you treat people, man.
Yeah.
You know, at that time, I had been suspended a whole year. You know what I mean? And, like, really, I was thinking, like, do I really want to do this again? You know what I mean?
Right. Is it worth going through all that shit again? Getting judged and all that shit.
Yeah.
We similar, you know with the brawl shit with me, you know.
Yeah.
I know I missed at least three solid All-Star games just because I ran into the stands and punched a fan. They stopped looking at my play just like they did you. They stopped looking at everything you've done. They stopped looking at your play.
My rookie year, I was rookie of the year. Well, I ain't make defense rookie year, but I was special team rookie of the year. My second year, I was second team All-Pro. I was just about to sign a $60 million extension, and then that's when I got in trouble in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Then, so I get in trouble in Vegas and miss two of my prime years. I was 23, 24, 25. I came back at 20, I think I was 26 when I went to Dallas. How old was I? 25 when I went to Dallas. No, 24 when I went to, no, 25 when I went to Dallas. I was 25 when I went to Dallas, I think. Mm-hmm. But, like, I missed a lot of my prime, like, where when I could wake up in the morning and run 4-2-5 with just, like, without stretching or not doing nothing. You get what I'm saying?
That's why I call him Baby Dion. That's why I call him Baby Dion. Like I said, I've been knowing him for a while. You know what I'm saying? We know a lot of the same people, a lot of homeboys around the A, but I've been calling that Baby Dion, but like I said, we are very similar. You know what I'm saying? We went through a lot of stuff, but that's not who we are. You know what I'm saying? And it's good. That's one reason why I wanted to have you on the show, just like I told you. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I know Jack, the other side.
Jack, we came back and balled in our later careers, though.
Exactly.
We were making All Pro and Pro Bowls at 32 years old, man.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Don't stop.
Winning rings, hey, man. Come on, man.
Y'all touch on how y'all met.
We met through mutual friends. We was always sending each other out, though.
And, in the streets. That was the same thing I said.
We was always out. Yeah. And, like, we bunted because, like, How they was with me is how they was with Jack. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't demand the respect, but I would say, like, we had respect of the same guys that was in the street doing what they wanted to do. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like, we ain't need
We was in the city when it was the real A.
Yeah.
The real Atlanta, BMF and all that.
Yeah.
It's BMF, me, and Pac-Man. Exactly.
Exactly.
Straight up. Facts.
Yeah, those were the days, boy. We had some days, boy. Them were some good days, though. Yeah, but it's a different breed now, though. These young cats don't have no sense of respect or loyalty, if you ask me, man. Like, like we grew up, like, kids and women was off limits, like, period, point blank. Yeah. Like, you must respect women, you must respect the kids. And, like, these days, bro, they don't care about nothing around here.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
And it's clear to see out here, too.
Yeah.
So,
tell me how.
Go ahead, man.
Go ahead, Jack.
Go ahead, you got it.
I was going to say, tell me how you're off the, because I know how it changed me. I know how it changed Jack. Tell me how your off the field ups and downs help shape you into being able to, like you said, focus and come back later in your career and still kind of be so much further ahead mentally. You know what I mean? You were still being able to perform at a high level because you had locked down what it meant to be mentally locked in. But I think a lot of the shit, me personally, off the court, helped me do that later in my career.
All that shit made him a legend.
Hell yeah, but you know, at first, like, well, I'm gonna speak for myself. Like, I come from shit. So, like, I got drafted at 20, 21 years old. You get what I'm saying? I was the first defensive player pick. Man, I had so many shysters around me, like, and so moving so fast, you know what I mean? And I ain't have no kids at that time. So, like, it was play football, take care of mom, party.
Yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
That, as a kid, you know, because think about it, man. All right, you grow up playing with kids. I'm the only child. You grow up with these, playing football with these kids. You're so used to being around kids. You go to high school, guess what? You around some more kids, all your football homies, all your basketball homies. Then you go to college. Oh, then you definitely around your homeboys. Then you go to the league. Then they say, don't keep your homeboys around them. How in the hell are you going to tell a kid that's right. So used to a certain coat, you know what I mean? And then just say, hey, you cannot post, you ain't supposed to do that at all. You know what
I'm saying?
It's
impossible. So,
It's impossible, but it's a way to give and let go, but it takes time is what I'm trying to say. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like,
if it weren't for my kids, boy, I don't even know where I'd be right now, to tell you the truth. Because I was just living for me at one point. You know what I mean? I wasn't living for nobody else. But when you have them kids, they open up your eyes, like, you know what I mean? I don't know too many that mine can call on. You get what I'm saying? Like, my family's small. Like, I'm the oldest male on my dad's side. My mom got five brothers and sisters. I mean, it's five of them in all. Besides that, you know what I mean? My grandma and granddaddy gone, passed away. We got cousins and nieces, but like mentally, how I see, like, my kids all I got now. You get what I'm saying? So I refuse to let them down when it comes to any form of fashion. You get what I'm saying?
But back then, we
weren't thinking about that, man. Come on, we weren't thinking about, well, I want kids. I wouldn't even think about having no kids.
Nah, not at all. You know,
you know what I mean?
I was like, and like you were saying, we grew up in a house with no father. So I say this all the time. A lot of stuff that our fuck ups and our mishaps in life, it was stuff that we have to learn on the fly because we wasn't taught it. You know what I'm saying? Coming from nothing, having all this money, how are we told to handle it or do right or try to keep everybody happy? This is all thrown at us at one time. And that's another reason why I give LeBron his credit, because, like, Jason football and basketball is all the same. We all try to bring our homeboys along and get it done right and put them all in place to win. LeBron's the first person to do it right, and we both been brought or tried to bring all our homeboys along and do the same thing.
Man, I salute, bro. You know what I mean? My boy, that was genius. You get what I'm saying? I wish I was thinking like that when I was in college. But, I was trying to think out how to stay alive. My daddy died in front of me, you know, like, little mental things that, you know
what I
mean?
Tell me about that, dog. Tell me about, like, the story, dog. Tell me about that.
A lot of stuff nobody would know. Like, I'm bipolar, but I've never told nobody nothing about my bipolar because I didn't want it to interfere with nothing else. You get what I'm saying? But different things that I've dealt with on the fly and only between me, my household, my wife, and my doctors, you know what I mean, that people don't understand, like, oh, man, why you just so short-fused then? You know what I mean? It takes time to figure out, hey, look, man, I need to sit back and chill for a second. Or this ain't the kind of surrounding that I want to be in. You get what I'm saying? Or this is not what I want to lose for that over there. You get what I'm saying? So all of it take time, bro. And when I was playing football, I didn't want to take no medicine because I didn't want it to take away from my passion for what I was doing. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they're like, damn. Well, we can't help it. He don't want to take the medicine. Hell no, I ain't taking no medicine when I'm playing at the top level, and I ain't never took this. How the hell you going to tell me to take something when I'm playing at the top level I've ever played at, and now you want to say, hey, man, you might need to take this. No way in hell I'm
If it ain't broke, don't
you
fix.
You get what I'm saying? So I had to figure out, hey, look, how I want to make this work till I figure out, hey, look, now it's time to move on from this and get my life together with me and my kids and my family. You get what I'm saying? So it takes time, and for each his own, you know, everybody ain't gonna do it the way they roll plan. But I'm not here to judge nobody, but, like, as long as you figure it out, my man, so I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? I'm content. Like, my kids are good. I got everything I want, you know what I mean? Pretty much, you know what I mean? I got a great relationship with my family. Like, I ain't got no problems, you know what I mean? So life is good over here, man.
Bro, that's my first time here, and as long as I've been doing it, I ain't know you seen your pops pass in front of you.
Yeah.
I ain't know that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I ain't know that.
I just did, I don't talk about it too much, but I did a couple speeches. Like, I did it at, I had my thing when I did it with Dion. I opened up and told my whole story there. I've done it probably 2 times at the camps. But yeah.
You mind sharing that story with us?
Oh, no, I don't mind. Everybody, I grew up in Bankhead Projects, where T.I. them from. My dad.
West Side.
That's the West Side.
Yeah, I would say West Side. You know, that's where I live. That's where I live. That's how we kept bumping into each other. Nigga, that's where I lived.
Yeah, West Side, hey, Best Side, baby.
They changed it to Hollowell now. When I was living there, it was Bankhead Highway. Yeah, it was Bankhead Highway.
Yeah. They done cleaned it up now. But, like, if you Louis Blue Flame make that left, go over the bridge, all that's Bankhead over there. And then I moved from Bankhead to Boat Rock. Boat Rock, well, it might be worse than Bankhead, really, to tell you the truth. But Pops was just moving too fast, man, and ran off on the wrong person. And we was all outside, and they came up and brought the building. You know what I mean? Shot him right in his head. Motherfucking head looked like a watermelon. My uncle died a year later after that. And then my other uncle got stabbed on the bus a year later. I said, man, all these niggas got bad luck, man. And I ain't go, for my 25th birthday, bro, I didn't go nowhere. Like, me and my wife, we stayed in the house and did what we did, but we didn't go nowhere because like, it was so of a pivotal point, you know, in my life because none of them made it to see 25. Mm.
Damn.
None of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and then like, that came with some of the anger and the frustration and not learning how to deal with it because I didn't have the tools, you know what I mean? We was in a project. My grandma didn't have the fucking tools to take me to go and see a motherfucker that I can talk to every week, you get what I'm saying? So it was, hey, go out here and take your stress out with these. So anybody who want it, y'all come on. So like, not just being a bully, but it was
dealing. That was your way of coping.
Yeah. Not like just going picking on nobody. I ain't saying that, but I'm just saying like if it got time, like any, hey bro, put them up. Like if you got any problems, like, but and then it took time though, bro. I'm telling you, bro. Like I used to fight. Like I used to get paid to go and fight in other neighborhoods. Like it used to be crazy, but that's a whole nother story too.
But I think it's crazy because they never know. Like you touched on, we touched on this before. When we do flash, they never take the time to ask why or figure out why. It's just, oh, they start labeling you. He's a bad person. Yeah. He's this, he's that. Not knowing that past has a lot to do, obviously, with who we are as men.
I got outlets now, you know what I mean? I got stuff that I can see the triggers and then go and talk to somebody. Hey, man, look, this right here don't feel right. This how I'm feeling about this, you know what I mean? But when you don't have no outlets and nothing else to do but think about everything all day, sitting up in a room that's down there the same size as a jail cell, you know what I mean? And then getting to going outside. So, you know, not saying that's an excuse or nothing, you know what I mean? I'm just saying people deal with it in different ways, man. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, man. Let's pivot to basketball, though. Let's pivot to basketball. I appreciate you sharing that story with about your pops, bro. That was, you didn't have to, but I appreciate you sharing that with us. Basketball. Who your team in basketball? I know you watch basketball a lot. Who your team in basketball?
I know you hooped a little bit too, right? You was an All-American in high school in basketball, right? You was all right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was all
right.
We won two state championships.
He was an athlete. Two national championships. Yeah, he was an athlete.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, so the honest truth is, y'all gonna hate me for this. I go wherever LeBron go.
I ain't surprised.
Period, really? Point blank.
Amen.
I've been following.
I ain't surprised.
83, baby. You know what I mean? Everywhere LeBron go, I go. And I've been successful with doing that. So this is the first time my household have a Lakers jersey on. My wife is a Lakers fan, and she is so unbelievable to describe that the season is over with right now.
Yeah.
Because this is the first time
we
was on the same team.
Y'all had a chance, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all mad this season. No basketball, man. We like, God, like Deion say, we glad it ain't happened during football season, but not having basketball, that's kind of messing everybody up. So we trying to, you know, fill all the basketball missed voids with this show. Yeah. So you helping us,
you
bro,
helping
by coming
us.
On.
Yeah, you definitely helping us.
Oh, appreciate you, man. Man, that's just crazy to show you, like, how much sports plays into not just, like, everybody going to the NBA. I'm talking about just in life, you know
in
what I mean?
General.
People corporating together, getting stuff done, you know. You know, well, I'm quite sure y'all got some teammates that's running some Fortune 500 companies you grew up, you know what I mean, that you play AAU with, you know what I mean? But, like, sports is an outlet to everything, man, you know what I mean? Yeah. Any and everything, if you ask me.
Who you got winning it?
And what, basketball?
Yeah, who
if
you got winning?
If the season comes back.
Yeah, if the season comes back.
The Lakers.
You got the Lakers second. Yeah, you
especially
going with
Bron having these couple weeks off and AD having these. Oh, man, come on, man.
That's what I said. Talk to him, Pac.
Man,
I'm trying to convince him.
Everything going
to
be above the rim, man.
No, you ain't got to convince me. I just said the Clippers.
You said the Clippers.
I definitely did. Lakers are my. I grew up. I'm a Laker fan to heart. I feel like it's going to be the Clippers. I just think the Clippers have a little bit more. Dwight's been big for him.
Dwight.
To me, whoever come out of LA is
unbelievable great right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's been a key.
I would agree with that. Whoever wins gonna come out of LA. I would agree with that.
I just don't think
them boys over there got enough juice when it come down to it. He did it one time, but he ain't do it with them.
We gonna see. We definitely gonna see. It's gonna be fun. Hey, talk about cannabis in sports, and I know you're involved in the cannabis business a little bit. Is that something you did while you played? Because, Jack and I are big advocates on it. We smoke throughout our careers, and we like knowing if other people at the highest level did as well.
I've never stopped smoking in none of my career, not one time. I've smoked before every game. I go home, hit me one in the morning. if we play at 1 o'clock, I hit one at 8:30, I'm ready to go.
Facts.
If we play a night game, I only hit one at 2 o'clock, mm-hmm. I'm ready to go. Mm-hmm. I'm happy. Like, here in Ohio, we have medical marijuana, you know what I mean? But I'd rather smoke weed than take 200 Percocets.
Anything.
Preach.
You know what I mean? And because they giving out the Percocets that you can get them by the 100 or how many ever you want by the month. You get what I'm saying?
Percocets.
And that's doing way more, and it's drying your body out. It's doing everything.
One quick question I forgot to ask you, Pac.
Yeah.
Your favorite matchups when you
my favorite in, matchup. I have a lot of them, bro. Like my.
Let me hear. We want to hear them all. No. Give us all of them. We got time.
Antonio Brown was my favorite matchup.
Oh.
Like, I would say me and AB, and he done got me a couple times, but I done got him too though. But I'm like
shit talking too.
I'm like the only player. Yeah, I'm like the only player that's done kept him like up on the 100 yards like at least 5-6 times. You know what I mean?
So you know you know once he hears this, you gonna get him talking.
I know, I ain't worried about it. Hey, that's my boy, man. I love the rival against me. He double moved me. His highlight really, he double moved me one time at Pittsburgh. And we was in a zero blitz. And I jumped
you
it.
Had no help.
He probably went no over. Help. I jumped it on that one. But I got a pick on it probably a game later in the same coverage when Ben tried to throw a slant. So, you know, it give and go. But, like, I love that matchup right there. Yeah. D-Hop, who used to play with the Texans, who just went to
DeAndre Hopkins.
Where he go to?
Arizona. Yeah,
oh, man, that used to be, like, one of my favorite matchups because, man, we would fight the whole game. Like, if you go back and look at our games, we would fight the whole game. But, man, he was a dog, too. Me and T.O., when I played at Dallas, like, I followed T.O. the whole camp in Dallas. And, like, they only showed the parts where he won. But I got T.O. ass a couple times, too.
he big, though. T.O.'s big.
Yeah, he is. And then last probably be Jimmy Smith when he played with the Jaguars.
Jacksonville. He was nice.
Yeah,
Jimmy Smith
was
nice.
He was sweet. I used to call him Sweet Jimmy, boy.
Yeah,
he ran
he
some
bad.
Of the best routes, and like I played against him my first 2 years, and like I would study Jimmy. Like man, I And he killed me the first time I played with him. Oh, my God. They beat us by, like, 7, but I had a bad game. And I came back and had a punt return and a pick the last time we played him. But, yeah, Jimmy Smith was, well, he was nice. He was real nice.
Who you feel like the best receiver in the game is right now?
Oh, you saying right now when I play? Like, who my top five?
No.
Are you saying right now?
Oh, no, who the best
right now.
Yeah, right now.
Right now, I would say Julio Jones is the best receiver in the NFL. By
big,
far.
Big body. Big by
far. That would be my choice, too.
By far.
Big.
It ain't nobody that can go and guard Julio right now one-on-one.
Yeah.
You can't name not one corner. Not one. Well, you can say, all right, I'm putting you over there, and I ain't getting you no help. Ain't not one can do it right now.
Who sure, feel like man. The top DB in the game is right now?
Oh, my. God, that's a hard choice. The boy from the Patriots is good, 24.
Gilmore, I think it's Gilmore.
Yeah, Gilmore.
It's Gilmore, yeah, Gilmore.
I think that's him. Yeah, Gilmore. I think Gilmore was the best out there last year. But bro, it's so much sloppy corners being played right now. It's hard to get a top group because it all depends on, like, what system you're in. You get what I'm saying? So yeah. I'm saying, even though everybody going to say Sherman don't play man-to-man, Sherman is a top corner because he's the top player in that system. Like, it's not too many corners that can go over and play that cover three man scheme that he plays in that can play it better than him. You get what I'm saying? If you go to man-to-man, they'd be like, all right. They'd be like, Darrell Reeves was one of the best man-on-man corners without no help. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's different corners that's in different schemes. So that's a lot of corners that's in the cover three scheme cannot play in the man-to-man scheme. You get what I'm saying? So that's why you see some corners don't blossom till they go somewhere else. Like, it ain't that he wasn't fine. It was just he better playing in a man-to-man or cover two. Because you got to realize some colleges don't even play man-to-man. Mm-hmm. And then you got the big schools like Ohio State. You got Georgia. You got
Alabama.
I'm just saying Alabama. Like, all of them, they running pro-style defense. So them kids out there playing man-to-man every damn play, you get what I'm saying? Not every now and then they get a cover two or cover three in there, but them kids playing man to man. So that'd be the difference when they get here.
Before we get out of here, what are your thoughts on, obviously, when you came in 2005, right? That was your rookie year?
Yeah.
Obviously, the physicality of the game has changed, similar to basketball. Obviously, on the NFL, it's a larger schedule because you guys are actually really hitting. But as far as physical play and defenses and guys having to kind of completely change the way you guys grew up playing and tackling and all this kind of shit, where do you feel like the safety stuff is and how I kind of feel like it's unfair to the defense? What are your thoughts on that?
All right, well, the safety of shit is at an all-time high because you can't even touch a motherfucker right now. As far as defense-wise, it's sad, but all you can do is take their knees out, and then they get mad like you're doing something wrong when you take their knees out. So you can watch a game where guys bend the cone and somebody swipe their knees out and they get mad. But, like, what you want me to do? You either want me to hit you high and get fined $15,000 or hit you low. Like, I had a conversation with Vontez the other day, like, and I was talking, I like, T, I know you don't like hitting people low, but you got to start doing that, like, because every time you hit them high, they ducking anyway, you know, time he coming, they doing this anyway. You get what I'm saying? So if he already coming at their shoulders and they ducking, automatically gonna hit him in the head. So I said, man, you gotta start just going staying at low from waist down. And it's sad, but that's what the game come to. And do I think it's more safer? No, because there's gonna be a lot more concussion from knee injuries and from hitting people knees, low. You know what I mean? Like, and not seeing what you hit. That's how you break your neck, when you're ducking down and not getting to see what you hit. So everybody is not going to go form tackle and hit somebody straight face-to-face in their knees. Like, it's a hard way to tackle. You get what I'm saying? But you have to make your adjustment. But the game is safe now. I think Goodell and them have done a great job of making it safe. It's touch football compared to what we was in.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, man, well, that's a wrap, man. We appreciate it. Like you said, we want to have you in studio, so we didn't want to do too much, but we want to really dig and get down to the real shit when you come in studio once all this clears up, man. So we want to thank you for your time today and joining us on the show.
All good, my boy. I appreciate y'all for having me, man.
Man, thanks, bro. Anything you need, you know how to let me, bro. I appreciate you.
Man, you know what it is, baby.
For sure.
I'm finna go out here and win my little money on this golf course.
All right, bro.
All right, man, that's a wrap. Appreciate Pac-Man Jones. Jack, good show, bro.
Good job, my boy.
Hey, you can find this episode on Showtime Basketball YouTube or all platforms streaming podcasts.
All of them, baby.
This life was all I ever wanted.
I'm not leaving. Not yet.
I was hoping you'd say that.
We gotta hit the streets, make some money.
People like us must destroy people like him. Buckle up.
Get Showtime free at Showtime.com.